Top 5 at 5.
Lead Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court confirms the draft leak of an opinion by the High Court, which could overturn Roe v. Wade, calling for an investigation. The Majority Leader of the U.S. Senate is calling for a vote codifying Roe v. Wade. Intelligence officials in Ukraine say Russia is looking to terminate its war on Ukraine by the end of this summer. Consumers already frustrated over those high gas prices are facing spiraling energy costs resulting from the war in Ukraine. New York's governor has announced a new running mate after fast-tracking legislation allowed her, former lieutenant governor, to be removed from the state's primary ballot following his arrest and resignation on corruption charges. Deborah Valentine with your 77 WABC Early News. U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has confirmed the leak of a draft document potentially overturning Roe v. Wade. He called it an egregious breach of trust, calling for an investigation into the leak. John Roberts said the document does not represent the final decision of any members of the High Court. Ahead of boarding Air Force One, President Joe Biden Tuesday said the draft represents a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence that threatens other basic rights like access to birth control and marriage.
It basically says all the decisions related to your private life, who you marry, whether or not you decide to conceive a child or not, whether or not you can have an abortion, a range of other decisions, whether or not how you raise your child. What does this do? And does this mean that in Florida they can decide they're going to pass a law saying that same-sex marriage is not permissible?
Meanwhile, Republican Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell blasted the leak, saying that the left is trying to rip the blindfold off of Lady Justice.
The court should tune out the bad faith noise and feel completely free to do their jobs. They should follow the facts and the law wherever that leads.
If enacted, the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade would allow individual states to more heavily regulate or outright ban abortion. The leak, first reported by Politico, the document was labeled a first draft of the opinion of the court in a case challenging Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks. In the wake of the leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court, Democrats in Congress lack the votes to end the filibuster for abortion protections. U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat out of West Virginia, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat out of Arizona, said Tuesday they plan to uphold the filibuster. That ahead of a vow from U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York to hold a vote codifying Roe v. Wade. Efforts could be futile unless the filibuster's 60-vote threshold is met.
It is our intention for the Senate to hold a vote on legislation to codify the right to an abortion in law.
And that was New York Senior Senator Chuck Schumer there. Manchin voted against similar legislation, trying to codify abortion rights earlier this year. Meanwhile, Sinema is supportive of abortion rights. Russia may be looking to end its war in Ukraine as of this September. That according to Kiev's main Directorate of Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense. Russia's deadly war has persisted for nearly 70 days, with Moscow focusing all of its efforts in eastern and southern Ukraine after its forces failed to take Kiev, the capital. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson spoke virtually to Ukraine's parliament, the first world leader to do so since Russia invaded Ukraine February 24th.
You've proved the old saying, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Johnson hailed Ukraine's resistance against tyranny as an exemplar for the world. Tomorrow, British citizens head to the polls for local elections, and several cities are predicted to swing away from Johnson's Conservative Party. And the premier has been embroiled in several scandals involving parties at his home and office during COVID-19 lockdowns, violating the restrictions Johnson himself imposed. Well, consumers already frustrated over high gasoline prices are also faced with rapidly rising electricity bills, compounding inflation's financial toll on people and businesses. Electric rates, for example, in New York are up 15%, according to the Energy Department's latest figures. Nationally, rates rose 12% for the first 2 months of 2022. Annually, there's been a 4% increase. As air conditioner use spikes into the summer months, the cost to consumers are expected to increase. The war in Ukraine has driven up the already high cost of natural gas, which is burned to produce about 40% of America's electricity. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul has named a new running mate following the resignation of her former Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin. After fast-track legislation booted Benjamin from the primary ballot, Hochul Tuesday announced that she has chosen Representative Antonio Delgado as her new Lieutenant Governor. Delgado delivered an acceptance speech yesterday, taking the opportunity to blast the U.S. Supreme Court draft decision overturning Roe v. Wade.
I want to be clear about something. Make no mistake. In seeking to overturn nearly 50 years of precedent, the Supreme Court is at once reasserting a social order grounded in patriarchy and male dominance over a woman's body.
Delgado is a Black Harvard Law graduate and Rhodes Scholar. He defeated one-term Republican Representative John Faso in 2018 and won re-election to the 19th Congressional District 2 years ago. On Monday, the Democratic-led legislature approved a controversial bill allowing a candidate to remove their name from the ballot if they've been arrested or are facing criminal charges.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.